A new opportunity to demonstrate your generosity and caring will be landing at the Tilikum Center on November 14. Although the concept was first developed in 2017 and has been popular in the United States, New Zealand, the UK, Spain and even Tokyo, it's the first time that the Light the World Giving Machine campaign has been run in BC, and only the second time it's operated in Canada. Essentially, the idea is that folks can use a giant, 7-foot-tall, touchscreen to browse a host of items that are badly needed by a variety of charities. Then, much like the touchscreens that you might have become accustomed to while doing your online shopping or at a fast food outlet, you simply browse through the items, add your selections to your cart, and then cash out. This is where the twist comes in. Instead of getting something, you're giving, said Joyce Thompson, Giving Machine City co-lead. It's a chance to raise community spirit and awareness and help those who so badly need our help. The campaign is the work of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and operates in partnership with local and international charities. 100% of the donation goes directly to the charities involved, as the church covers all overhead costs and receives no financial benefit from this initiative. I want to make it very clear that this project involves absolutely no proselytizing or religious advocacy, said Thompson. We will have some volunteers there with the machines in case people have some trouble navigating the screens, but they will only be there to help with those screens and to answer questions about the specific charities. In fact, Thompson explained that the project is a cooperative effort of her church, the charities and that other faiths, churches and groups have been invited to join in the project. All we want is to help people, she said. In Victoria, the machines will provide 25 giving options for 5 local charities, as well as an additional 5 giving options for 2 international charities. The way this is set up, a family in Victoria may choose to buy chickens for a family in a third world country, or provide groceries for families in need locally, said Thompson. Other items include things such as water purification tablets, vaccine packs, emergency shelters, kids' lunches, meals for seniors, hot meals for the homeless, wellness and fitness classes, garden supplies, postpartum newborn care, hygiene kits, and fresh linens. And the good thing is that neither the church or the charities retain any portion of the donations. 100% of everything donated goes to those who need it most. Since its inception in 2017, more than 2 million people have visited a giving machine and have donated more than $60 million in goods and services. In the 2024 campaign alone, about 600,000 people visited a giving machine and purchased more than 350,000 items. The machines will be at Tilikum Center until December 3, when they will be moved to Vancouver's Sawa Sen Mills Mall.